Everybody, and welcome to the 9th episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ 88.9 FM. I am your host, Caroline, and for every week, this show will report and discuss Canadian and international political news and why they all pertain to us here in the Eastern Townships. And as always, with a goal of highlighting and recognizing patterns of inequality in our society. For this week's episode, we will talk about gun violence in the United States and the politics around it. The most recent mass shooting happened last Monday in a Nashville school. It re-sparked the ongoing debate around guns and assault rifles in the country. To conclude, we'll explore Canada's stand on gun control and its legislation and politics. Let's begin! Last Monday, on March 27th, an armed individual entered the Nashville Covenant School with a military-style assault rifle. Audrey Ill killed three students that were 9 years old and three teachers. The massacre ended when the police shot her dead. This marked the approximative 130th mass shooting in the US this year. Indeed, since the beginning of 2023, there has been at least 130 mass shootings in the country. This means that there has been more shootings than days in the year. In 2021, Joe Biden had claimed gun violence an epidemic and an international embarrassment. So by definition, a mass shooting is declared when there are at least 4 fatalities. There are sadly many examples of mass shootings in parades, malls, churches, and schools. According to the nonprofit organization Every Town for Gun Safety, who advocates for gun control, this year there has been at least 39 incidents of gunfire on school grounds. This resulted in 17 deaths and 30 injuries in the country. And according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, in 2021, firearms surpassed car accidents as the leading cause of deaths for children aged 1 to 19 in the United States. On Wednesday, the president said, quote, "I never thought when I started my public life that guns would be the number one killer of children in America," end quote. Now, let's get in the politics and legislation of American gun control. The most important thing to know is that the right to bear arms is enshrined in the Second Amendment of the American Constitution. The first 10 amendments constitute the Bill of Rights. It guarantees civil rights and individual liberties. The American Constitution was written in 1787, was ratified in 1788, and is in operation since 1789. Gun control is thus a complex problem that goes beyond state laws and include many factors. For instance, in 1996, a law passed preventing the use of federal funds to advocate or promote gun control. The restrictions were only lifted in 2019. Typically, in the recent years, the Democratic Party has been in favor of gun control laws, and the Republicans have been strongly against. In the wake of the Nashville shooting, President Biden has called for bipartisan action to help stop such shootings, including a renewed ban on assault weapons, saying he has done what he could through executive action, but needs Congress to step up. He declares, quote, "I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably," end quote. It has been shown that states with the most restrictions on gun users also have the lowest rates of gun-related deaths, while states with fewer regulation have a higher death rate from guns. Now, let's look at the party's opinion on gun control and gun violence following the most recent shooting. Today, the Speaker of the House of Representatives is a Republican named Kevin McCarthy. This role represents being the political and parliamentary leader of the House and is also its presiding officer. It is accorded to the leader of the body's majority party and the institution's administrative head. McCarthy has avoided talking about this topic, but on Thursday, when reporters questioned him on a ban of assault weapons, he said, quote, "I don't think one piece of legislation solves this. I think a nation together, working together, solves a problem that's much bigger than us." End quote. In fact, many Republicans in Congress claim that there's little they can do. Ralph Norman, a Republican representative, told HuffPost on Thursday, quote, "There is no gun violence, just like there's no automobile violence, no airplane violence. It's people violence. This is a mental illness issue. The people that commit this kind of horrible crime, it's a mental illness." End quote. In addition to mental illness, Republicans also blame school security for the incidents. When talking about the Democrat point of view, Steve Scalise, the Republican House Majority Leader, declared, quote, "All they want is take guns away from law-abiding citizens before they even know the facts," end quote. Here is a clip of interviews of Republican politicians asked about the topic of this week.
If you had an assault weapons ban, I wouldn't vote for it, but bring it up.
Is there anything Congress should be doing?
Yeah, the first thing in any kind of tragedy I do is, as I pray for the victims, pray for their families.
If you're going to talk about the AR-15, you're talking politics now. Let's not get into politics. Let's not get into emotion, because emotion feels good, but emotion doesn't solve problems.
I don't see any real role that we could do other than mess things up, honestly.
On the other hand, Democrats have shown to be more in favor of bans and gun control in the U.S. This year, they have already introduced bills to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and to require universal background checks. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries said that, quote, "House Democrats believe that weapons of war, which are not used to hunt deer but are used to hunt human beings and slaughter innocent children, do not belong in our communities," end quote. Here is a clip of Biden and other Democrats' comments on the situation.
I again call on Congress to pass the assault weapons ban. Pass it. It should not be a partisan issue. It's a common sense issue. We have to act now.
We know that a ban on assault weapons works, as we've shown in Connecticut, and inaction simply won't work for America anymore.
I mean, this is madness. To think that some people rationalize this as part of the Second Amendment is beyond me.
The debate is heavily split both ways. Any talk of reforms can be complicated. The U.S. House of Representatives is currently controlled by Republicans who hold 222 seats out of the 435-seat chamber. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party maintains a narrow majority in the U.S. Senate with 51 seats out of 100. Talking about debate, the Tennessee State Capitol was filled with disputes and confrontation between Democrats and Republicans, in addition to protesters. Ever since the school shooting, protesters have been gathering outside the building fighting for an end to gun violence, and in support of stricter laws. A video of a heated exchange between Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman and Republican Representative Thomas Massey in the halls of the Capitol has gone viral on the web. Here is a clip of the exchange.
Freaking cowards. They're gutless. I'm talking about gun violence.
You know, there's never been
I'm talking about gun violence.
In a school that allows teachers to carry.
Carry guns? You think more guns lead to more death? More guns lead to more death. Look at the data. You're not looking at any data. You're carrying the water for the gun lobby.
No.
Look at the data. More guns lead to more deaths. Guns. States that have open carry laws have more death.
In every school.
Calm down. Children are dying. 9-year-old children. The solution is not arming teachers.
In Canada, the situation is entirely different. Since the beginning of the Canadian Confederation in 1877, Canadians found carrying arms without reasonable justification or permit were penalized. In 1937, laws concerning gun control were introduced in the Criminal Code. In 1977, with the Firearms Acquisition Certificates, registration of purchase was extended to guns or any type of firearms. Buyers also had to first pass criminal record checks. In 1991, a new bill required that the certificate's applicants had to pass a safety test with background checks, and the waiting period for the release was extended to a minimum of 28 days. Today, there is two types of license required to have a firearm. Either a valid possession acquisition or a possession-only license. In May of 2020, the Government of Canada prohibited over 1,500 models of assault-style firearms. And the most recent piece of legislation concerning guns is the Bill C-21. Drafted in May of 2022, it is designed to ban handguns. It is still in process, but Ottawa says that the prohibition could apply to importing, exporting, and selling unregulated replicas that look like modern firearms. That is all for this week's episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ. I am your host, Caroline, and I truly hope that you enjoyed. I will see you all next week for the last episode. Thank you so much and have a great one.